what the shelters offer is holistic services to women and their children that arise at the shelter. So holistic approach, we offering professional social work services. We offer short-term crisis stay and provide all amenities that a survivor would need during their time at the shelter.
Are there any programs that you are focusing on this year for the 16 Days of Activism campaign, or what is the organization's focus?
Well, the focus at the moment is to highlight the urgent needs that need to be addressed in our system, the fact that the government has systemic failures in preventing and responding to gender-based violence, especially when it comes for the need to sustain support for interventions.
So would you say that the issue of gender-based violence and femicide is a national emergency?
Yes, that is 100% correct, because it is not only just the problem of the people that work at the coldface in the shelters. It is actually a collective approach that needs to help to resolve this emergency.
Now, we know that many survivors often find it difficult to leave the situations that they are in, the abusive situations they are in. What are some of the barriers they face, you know, and how does the movement address these challenges?
The barriers that survivors face is that they don't know where actually to go to. They don't know who to contact because it's always under the radar.
Yes.
And we need to find ways to actually just educate.
Yeah, educate people on where these resources are found. And I think that is also so important. But are there any major concerns that you guys have as a movement with regards to unsolved cases or even challenges that you are facing on your sides with regards to assisting victims and survivors?
First of all, shelters are very much underfunded. Most shelters receive approximately, if I refer to the Western Cape, approximately between 30 to 40% of funding from the Department of Social Development. And it causes that we really need to stretch ourselves even more further. And that means that we can't meet the growing demand for safe spaces.
No, that's definitely a major issue. And that we're always having conversations around the current state of funding and how it affects the quality and availability of the service. So on the one hand, we have people that are in need of the assistance. They don't even know where they can go out and find one. But then the state of funding also adds to that. And it definitely takes away from the quality and the availability of those services in that we are speaking about, right?
That's correct. What I want to say is that I don't think that it really affects the quality of services that are being delivered, because the people that are working in the shelters will make the sacrifice and say, okay, let's see that everything is done what needs to be done for a client. And at times, shelter staff will as far as say, okay, if we need to wait a little bit longer for our salaries, let's do that, because service delivery to the client is very important for us.
So I know the government has spoken a lot about recent legislation, such as the National Council on GBV and Femicide Act. How would you say has this impacted shelters on the ground? Has it been helpful, useful?
It was legislated in May, it has potential. And we always say it's good. It looks good on paper,
yes.
But it just still needs to deliver a meaningful impact. Without adequate resources, for example, once again, the funding, consultations and systemic reforms, the act becomes just it's just a symbolic gesture.
Yes.
Then rather than a tool for change.
So what are you saying is the gap between policy and practice?
Well, the NSP, which is the National Strategic Plan, is very critical. The implementation is insufficient. So it everybody at the top knows what to do. But when it comes to the people on the ground, for instance, the people that work in the SAPS offices, they don't necessarily have all the information. And that is one of the challenges, one of the gaps, rather, that has been identified.
Yeah. So what can be done to improve these implementations of these policies so that they are efficient, effective, and, you know, they're actually enacting meaningful change on ground level?
The implementation of the policies and the documents that are being created, the people need to be trained. And we need to find that the people that are trained are committed, and not within our society and in our sectors, but across South Africa.
Yes, no, definitely. So as we're observing the 16 days of activism currently, what would you say, or as the organization, how can the public play a role in supporting survivors and also maybe preventing intimate partner violence?
Well, my favorite saying at the moment is, if you see something, you need to say something. Because we obviously find that individuals turn a blind eye because it's not my problem, I'm not going to get involved. And therefore, we would request the public and anyone that is listening to get involved by playing a role to challenge the gender norms, support the shelters. Yes. And when the shelters have events or have awareness programs, to actually really support and advocate for survivor-centric policies.
So, Darlene, if anyone wants to get involved or seek assistance from these shelters, how can they get in contact with you? Is there a number, a website, or how? Maybe just share briefly on how the process works with onboarding or seeking assistance.
The National Shelter Movement of South Africa has a helpline that anyone can call at 24 hours if they need assistance. And that number is 0800-001-005. And the National Shelter Movement does have a website. They have a Facebook page, and they also very, very active within on Twitter, or on X, rather, the way they say it now.
Yes.
So that is ways to reach out. If the shelter movement also have WhatsApp numbers, but unfortunately I don't have that on hand, but the 0800-011-055 number, if somebody doesn't answer your call immediately, it means that they are on a call and they will call back. If anybody also wants to get involved, they are welcome to just make contact via any of those platforms.